Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
My brothers and my sisters, have you ever had to wrestle with feelings of hopelessness? Have you ever had a time in your life when you thought that things will never get better? Have you ever felt that things were never going to ever change in your favor? Listen to me good. Even though we as believers in Christ have the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives, there are some moments in life that we feel like we are not going to make it. Am I right about it? Sometimes life becomes so difficult that if we did not have the presence of the Holy Spirit as our keeper and our mind regulator, we too would lose our minds and give up on life. I ask you again, New Providence and those who are watching, have you ever experienced feelings of hopelessness? Well, to better understand what hopelessness is, maybe we need to first define what hope is. Hope is having a desire accompanied by expectation of a belief in fulfillment. Hope is to cherish a desire with anticipation. In other words, hope is believing that change is inevitable. Hope says that things will not always be this way. And my brothers and my sisters, as the result of the coronavirus pandemic that we are dealing with in our world today, there are many whose hope is lost. Even though it has only been about 90 days since the pandemic struck our country, some are feeling that life is hopeless for them. Just 90 days ago, people's lives were filled with hope and promise. But now, all they feel is devastation and depression. Many are feeling hopeless because they have lost their jobs, lost some personal relationships, lost their homes, lost their loved ones in death, and some have even lost their good health as a result of contracting the virus. I'm here to tell you that today, many people are feeling hopeless. And some of you watching me today may be experiencing feelings of hopelessness as the result of watching another person of color, life snatched away from them as the result of racial and abusive behavior. George Floyd, an African-American man who lived in Minneapolis, Minnesota, was killed by a white police officer who refused to take his knee off Brother Floyd's neck, even after hearing him state that he could not breathe. My brothers and sisters, we are living in hopeless times. And in our text this morning, we discover that the nation of Judah is experiencing a time of hopelessness. King Nebuchadnezzar and his Babylonian assassins have sacked the nation of Judah and have taken them captive back to Babylon. Just as George Floyd lost his life as a result of the officer's knee being placed upon his neck, the Israelites in our text are experiencing the knee of King Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonians upon their symbolic necks. Life was difficult for the Israelites in Babylon. Life was so tough that the Bible captures the hopelessness that the Israelites felt at the time. Verse 11 of our text says, "Then he said to me," that's "then God said to Ezekiel, that the people of Israel say, our bones are dried up and our hope is gone. We are cut off." Did you hear what the people of Israel said about themselves? They said, "Our bones are dried up and our hope is gone. We are cut off." Now, remember with me, my brothers and sisters, who it is that are speaking these words. It is God's chosen people. It is the children of God. And my brothers and sisters, it is a sad day in our world when the believers in Christ give up on hope. If anybody ought to have hope during a crisis or even a pandemic, it ought to be the believers in Jesus Christ. How do you respond when crisis shows up in your life? Do you automatically give in to the feelings of hopelessness? Or do you try with all you have within you to maintain your hope? Well, the Bible says that it was during this period of hopelessness felt by the Israelites that God, because he knows the helpless feelings of his people, sends a word unto them from the mouth of one of his prophets. And I don't know about you, but I still believe that God is still sending his word through the mouths of his modern day prophets. And as the prophet of God sent here to minister to the New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, I firmly believe and I am firmly convinced that God still speaks his word of hope to his people. That is why I keep showing up Sunday after Sunday, in good times and bad times, when I feel good and when I don't feel good, and even during a pandemic, to declare unto you that there is still hope. Hope in God, who is able to do above and exceedingly beyond what we are able to ask or think. Well, God sends the prophet Ezekiel with a word of hope for his hopeless people. Now, you good Bible readers know that God gives Ezekiel a vision of a valley that was full of dry bones. Bones lifeless. Bones separated from each other. And in the vision, God tells the prophet Ezekiel to go down and walk through the bony valley. God tells Ezekiel to take in his mind a good picture of what he was viewing. Then God asked Ezekiel the question, "Son of man, can these bones live?" And Ezekiel answered God's question by responding, "Sovereign Lord, you alone know." And I learned in seminary that when God asks a question of anyone, that it is a setup. A teaching moment is soon to follow. And I wonder, my brothers and sisters, if God would ask you today, can the bones that live in your valley of life, will they live again? I wonder, will you be smart enough to say, Sovereign Lord, you know. And I don't know about you, but there are some things that I may not know. And there are some places that I can't go. But I am sure of this one thing, that God is real, for I can feel him deep within. I often don't know how life is going to work out for me, but as long as he knows, I can put all of my trust in him. Ezekiel says to God, God, you know. So God tells Ezekiel to do something strange over the bones in the valley. God tells Ezekiel to preach to the bones. He tells Ezekiel to prophesy to the bones. I know, Ezekiel, that things are looking mighty dismal to you right now. I know that things appear to be hopeless right now. But, Ezekiel, I need you to preach to the bones and tell them to hear the word of the Lord. Did you hear what I said? God told the prophet Ezekiel to tell those dry bones to hear the word of the Lord. And I don't know about those of you who are watching me today, but that is one of the reasons when it is possible for me to show up at church. You see, I believe that if I can just get to church, that I will hear a word from God that will speak to my own circumstances and my own crisis. And let me be honest with you, there have been some times that I, even the preacher, didn't want to come to church. I didn't feel like saying thank you, Lord, and hallelujah, and glory be to God. I just wanted to sit and sulk in my own home and have my own pity party. But thank God, I showed up to church anyhow. And after I got to church, I heard the word of God, which lifted me out of my moment of hopelessness and despair. Is there anybody watching me right now who can say, thank God that I went to church and not only went to church, that I joined the church. Well, lest I keep you too long, I have told you already that when we are experiencing feelings of hopelessness, just know that God can speak a word of hope to you from the mouth of his prophet, and that you can still hear the word preached, which will tell you to hear the word of the Lord. And finally, if you are experiencing feelings of hopelessness, just know, this is the last point, just know, you've got to know that you still belong to God. Did you hear what I said the last point is? I said, if you are experiencing feelings of hopelessness, just know that you still belong to God. The Bible says that the people, the dry bones of Israel, even after hearing the word of the Lord, came together and stood up like an army. God blew his breath upon the bones, and the Bible said that flesh returned back on the bones. And God said to Ezekiel that these people said that their bones were dried up. These folks said that their hopes were gone. But now they are standing again. Lord have mercy. I'm here to tell you that a little bit of hope can change things. Am I right about it? God tells Ezekiel to remind the people of Israel that even though they were going through a time of struggle and apparent hopelessness, that they were still his people. And I stopped by to tell somebody this morning that you are God's people. In other words, the Bible says it like this: if God be for you, who can be against you? Oh, as I prepare to end this sermon, I don't care how dim things may look for you right now, because you are his people. He has, talking about God, has the power to bring you out of your troubles and your crisis. How do you know, Pastor Wood? God told us himself. He told us, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, he said, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and heal their land. And I'm here to tell you that our land needs healing. Our land needs healing. So God says, if my people, are you one of the people of God? Are you a child of God? If you are, you ought to be praying more than ever that God will move in this land of ours and turn things around. What do you know? When you are experiencing feelings of hopelessness, you better know that you are God's child. You better know that God is still going to work in your favor. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh. Listen, I know that times are very, very tough for many of you today. And it's easy to fall into a state of hopelessness. If you were watching on the news this morning or last night of what was taking place around our country and all the protests about the murder of George Floyd, and then people, instead of turning it from a peaceful protest, they've turned it into rioting and looting and getting up in police officers' faces and pushing them and jumping on cars and burning cars and burning businesses. It would make you feel hopeless watching how people are behaving today. But I'm here to tell you that God is still on the throne. And he still has the power to turn things around for us. But it's going to take God's people. God's people can't lose hope. We have to walk and believe in faith that our God is still able to do all things but fail. But let me tell you, you've got to first be his people.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.